whatever Allah wants to show the miracle of what Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the seed of messenger, has been given. So for Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, in the time of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, there were a lot of magicians, and there were a lot of illusions and black magic and all kind of different satanic power that they were using, that they have learned from the two angels Harut and Marut that are mentioned in Holy Quran. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to show them that what they know of black of magic, and what they know of black magic, and what they know of how to separate men from women, husband from wife, children from parents, and how the kings at that time using black magic to control their citizens and their population. Allah wants to show them that this is not real. So He gave Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam the power of the stick that turned into a real snake, eating all black magic snakes that there were illusions. What I mean is that Allah, for every civilization, what they are famous with, Allah is showing them, whatever you are famous with, and you think you yourself, you reach the highest level of modernity of that time or civilization, I will show you how much you are nothing. That's why He gave Sayyidina Musa power over magicians. Understand? So He showed them that my messenger, my prophet, I gave him more power than what you have all. And that's why when he threw his stick, it became a snake. Because first Sayyidina Musa was worried of all these magicians, they were throwing their sticks and becoming snakes. But that was only illusions. Using the power of the two angels that been sent on earth, been thrown out of heavens, Harut and Marut. So Allah said to Sayyidina Musa, don't be afraid. وألقي بعصاك.
قال وألقي عصاك فإذا هي تلقف. وألقى عصاك فإذا هي تلقف ما يأفكون فألقي السحرة ساجدين قالوا آمنا برب هارون وموسى. قال ألقيا يا موسى فإذا هي حية تسعى. قال ألقها يا موسى فألقاها فإذا هي حية تسعى قال خذها ولا تخف سنعيدها سيرتها الأولى.
Allah said, O Musa, throw your stick, it's going to eat all what they have come with. They come only with sihr, magic. They have no reality, nothing. And when Haqq comes, battle disappears. So Allah wants to show them that all your civilization of that era, the Pharaonic era, which we know how much they built the pyramid, how they did that and that. Allah destroyed it in 1 second by showing this one stick is more than all thousands of sticks they have. their sticks was artificial. Sayyidina Musa stick become snake. And then he said to him, وَأَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجُ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَى.
وَأَضْمُمْ يَدَكَ إِلَى جَنَاحِكَ تَخْرُجُ بَيْضَاءَ مِنْ غَيْرِ سُوءٍ آيَةً أُخْرَى لِنُرِيَكَ مِنْ آيَاتِنَا الْكُبْرَى.
Put your hand in your pocket or under your arm, and it will come white. تخرج بيضاء من غير سوء. It become all white. Means light will be coming from it, that wherever you touch, you can heal. And that's why awliya Allah, through their hands, they can heal any sick person by Allah's permission. Sometimes they do it, but if there is no permission from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it doesn't. So it depends on the level of that wali. So Allah gave him that superiority of magic, to show their magics are not real, but Sayyidina Musa is a reality. It's not a magic, but it's a reality. For Sayyidina Isa, in his time, they were very, very famous in medicine. The civilization and the modern era of that time was a civilization of medicine. And they had a lot of herbal medicine that they were curing patients. So Allah wants to show them that also, to me, is nothing. With all what you have discovered of science, of medication and health, when my power comes, your medication and health become like a zero, a nothing to everything, like epsilon to infinity. So what Allah gave Sayyidina Isa to show them that they don't have anything, that what their medicine is not, is garbage. What Allah gave to Sayyidina Isa?
Raising
people from dead. Gave him power, Ihya'ul Mawta. The one that is dead, can he raise him up? Make him back into, give him his life back. All medicine today, all pharmaceutical companies, all hospitals, what they do, they try to cure you with medicine, and they are trying if they can bring you from, raise people from death, but they cannot. In the time of Sayyidina Isa, they were doing that. Health, they have a lot of medications and health programs. So Allah wants to show them that all this is to compare to my messenger is nothing. He gave him what? Raising from death. Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in his civilization, modernity of that time, which it's above all times, was the time of discipline and eloquency, and fasaha in Arabic, balagha, is the way that you put poetry together, you put things together in order to read, and people will be amazed of what you are reading. Because Arabs are very well, and Persian, they are very well based in poetry. So Allah gave Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best and the highest of miracles, the miracle of education, that how to putting words together, and that was the Holy Quran, that no one can make or produce anything like that. On top of that, Allah gave him the secret of science in Holy Quran. Today they are discovering all these. They are discovering all these sciences that is being mentioned in Holy Quran 1400 years ago. So in every civilization, Allah gave. And that's why we say the seals of Messenger Sayyidina Muhammad brought the civilization of science and brought the civilization of education and brought the civilization of eloquency, protocol, discipline, best manners, values. وَإِنَّكَ لَعَلَى خُلُقٍ عَظِيمٍ. You know the children of kings, they teach them how to eat, how to drink, how to the protocol. So Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam showed that to his Sahaba and showed us to us in Sharia and Fiqh and through Holy Quran. So we see this in Holy Quran. And since Prophet is the seal of messengers, the Holy Quran will go all the way to the judgment day. There is no other thing that will come. So that's we see in every period Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showed the people of that time that you know nothing. I know my messengers knows more. And alhamdulillah, what we are seeing in the science of Holy Quran, of these numbers that mentioned, and how the repetition and how the in this completely systematic, you say, in systematic, you say, like 10, 10, 5, 5, 7, 7,
structure
in a very similar situation, like
symmetrical,
like angels being mentioned 88 times, shayateen been mentioned in Holy Quran 88 times. You have to go through whole from beginning to end in order that you find shayateen 88 times and malaika 88 times. It's not easy. And then you have all this schedule that you made. So this shows that you added on that what I said. That shows how much there are secrets Allah gave in Holy Quran, and for every civilization and time, modernity of that time, Allah gave something. And civilization, if we consider today and modernity of today, is Quran, is the one that govern that civilization and modernity through the secret that is in the Holy Quran. Wa min Allahi tawfiq wa hurmat al-fadl. Alhamdulillah, all of you, Allah gave you high levels because you are following Mawlana Sheikh Nazim and you are writing, not losing time, but you are writing and taking notes. That's a very good thing. Look, Adil, mashallah, he has a very big notebook now. May Allah bless you all. والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. إن شاء الله we'll see you next time.